Praise God.
Love Talk Radio.
I certainly want to take the time to, first of all, give honor to God, who is my Lord and Savior. And I can tell you now, without God, I don't know where I would be or who I would be. So I thank God this evening, and we welcome you to the first Grace in the Wilderness Ministries Bible Forum, which will take place on every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And we come to the Bible Forum to not just hear about what the Word of God is, but to learn what God is saying to us. And many of us have questions about God's Word that have not been answered, and this is the place for it. This is where we will all learn, not just some, because I'll tell you, I don't know it all, and God only gives to me in part. And tonight, I want to welcome, for the first time on this show, two guests that we have, very strong women in the faith. And I thank God for allowing me just to have the opportunity of meeting and knowing them. What I'm going to do, I think it's only fitting that I allow them to introduce themselves and who they are. And we'll first start with our very own illustrious assistant pastor.
Well, praise the Lord, Bishop. First of all, allow me to just thank you for allow me to be a part of this broadcast, as well as, more importantly, the ministry. I come with an open heart and a listening ear to understand and to really, really learn what God has intended for us. And so I've been saved. I was counting, actually, today, and I've been saved for a little over 34 years, and I couldn't believe that time. Yes, that time has gone by just that quickly. I can't say I move as quickly as I did when I first come to know him, but maybe that's just all built in around wisdom, you know.
Amen.
So, but I am grateful to be here tonight to share the word, to listen to what thus saith the Lord, and to also give him thanks and to give him praise for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much again.
Amen.
Amen.
And our next guest, before she says anything, I got to tell you, she's really on fire for the Lord. She's out there working in the vineyards.
Yes,
sleeves
Lord.
Rolled up, leg rolled up, boots on. I mean, she just runs through the mud and gets muddy, but she don't care because
Amen.
She's out
Amen.
There. Doing what thus saith the Lord God, and she has a heart, and I'm going to say it again, she has a heart for all of God's people, and I can tell you, I've witnessed it, this woman has walked door to door, now she don't have to,
right?
But she went door to door to make sure that the people of God were fed, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. Praise God. My name is Michelle with 1L Kylie, and I'm just excited. I'm a stickler for that 1L, but I'm just really excited to be a part of this ministry. I can't even tell you what this last past week has been like. I will just start crying. God has given me some confirmations on some things, and for that I am thankful. So I just want to just say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be part of this ministry, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just for you ladies, I'm sorry, this broadcast is heard all over the world. This
Praise
is not
God.
Just something in Baltimore. This is something you don't know. I don't know if someone comes on, people come from Africa, China, wherever. So would love to see this broadcast, this ministry grow. And I know it will because God is going to grow it.
Yes,
and, Sister Pat, you about to say something?
No, I was just saying that that's amazing to me because in this day and age with all of the social media and all the things that we have to get the word out, to be a part of this is so, it's truly humbling because you said this is being heard all over the world, and I would have never thought.
Wow.
God's greatness, I just would have never thought, you know.
Block Talk Radio, believe it or not, now you have people doing local radio stations, and
right.
and don't misunderstand, they're good, but this is God's way of reaching his people. Not my way, not your way, but
okay.
God's
Amen.
Way of reaching people, no matter where they are. And
yeah.
I want to take the time right now to invite those of you who are listening to call in, and if you don't have the number is 646-564-9923. That's Grace in the Wilderness Ministries Bible Forum. So just call in, join us. We will certainly welcome you. And I'm just excited. I'm stumbling for words, but I'm excited.
It's all right.
I love doing this.
Well,
this is something I love to do. But I'm just excited. Hold on one second, ladies.
Sure.
Good evening. God bless you, caller. Can you state your name?
Hi. My name is Deborah Epperson, and I'd like to know what your lesson is about today.
How you doing, little sister? This is Deborah. Deborah is, her and I have been friends, oh my God, for years. And in fact, Deborah used to be a bounty hunter.
What? Come on, Deborah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
back in the day, and she came on board. I invited her to come tonight. She was also a member of the First Church, and so I thank God for her being and coming and being obedient and joining us this evening. So, Deborah, right now we're in the middle of just going over, introductions, and you can introduce yourself.
Yes.
Everyone else did and what you do.
But now I'm the woman first.
Amen, my sister.
Amen.
I want to go. Nobody can name me or describe me better than what I just did. Point blank.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, yeah, this evening, the Bible form, as I explained, Deborah, is designed. Actually, it's designed to allow God to teach us all, not just some things, but all of the things that he wants us to know. And believe it or not, this is what I've come to learn and what God has shared with me. As we learn, even though we may speak on the same topics, but we all receive something different from God.
Amen.
Believe it or not, a lot of times people don't believe that, but when you're listening or when you're reading the Word, everybody, we can read it, but the Word comes across differently to all of us.
Yes.
Believe it or not. It's the same Word, but God may be saying something a little different to you in the Word. You may hear something a little different than I heard. And that's how God works. Not saying that we're not hearing the same word.
Amen.
It's just something in each of the words that God has that will open up to us so that we're able to understand and share it a lot better.
You know, Bishop, I do have to agree with you on that. And why I say I agree with you on that is simply because we are supposed to have a personal relationship with Christ.
Amen.
And so in that personal relationship with Christ, that is how he chooses to deal with us. And so that
mm-hmm.
is why I can agree with you on that now, because my personal need may not be the same personal need that my sister or my brother may have.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
The word that I received today may mean something totally different for someone tomorrow, even though it is the same mm-hmm. scripture. You know, mm-hmm. so you definitely have hit on something very, very important. And Bishop, with your permission, I'd like to go ahead and lead us in prayer at this time.
Amen. I forgot about prayer. Amen.
That's okay.
Amen.
That's okay. Father, we just come before you, Almighty God. And we, as your servants, as your children, as your daughters, as your sons, we
Thank
seek
you
today, Lord God, and we seek your wisdom, Lord God, in all that we do and in all that we say.
Thank
Father
you,
God, I ask that you would cleanse us all of any unrighteousness that we may be that we
yes.
may know of and that we may not know of. And we ask, O God, that as we come before your throne, that you would bless us, Lord Jesus, with your word and the interpretation of what the Holy Spirit would have us to learn in this day. Father God, we bless your holy name, and we praise your holy name, and we magnify you, O God, as we present ourselves holy and acceptable before you. And so, God, for every man and woman that's here within this phone and within this broadcast, may we represent our families as well, Almighty God. Let us not forget that they are just as important.
Yes.
And so, Lord, as you lead the man mm-hmm. of God, as you lead the women of God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that each and every one of us would truly be blessed. In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let me. I want to share something before we start. Incidentally, we are going to be in the book of Genesis. So you can the Bible's prepared, starting in the second chapter, and the 18th mm-hmm. verse. That's where we'll start
yeah.
tonight. But I wanted to share this. In this ministry, and I want to share, because I shared with Sister Pastor and a few people, this ministry is going to be different. And what's going to make it different is that normally in church, you know, you have people with various gifts. But a lot of times the gifts aren't used or utilized because those people are in places where the pastor won't call them unless it's an urgent or absolute emergency. But
yes.
in this ministry, and I want you to understand this, and I'm going to share with you why this ministry will be like this. In this ministry, now, I'm the senior pastor. I was explaining to the sister pastor, we were just talking. I'm the senior pastor, but that only says that God has chosen me as the shepherd. Now, she's the assistant pastor, but I don't want people to make any mistake about the position of an assistant pastor. The only difference is it says assistant, but she's still a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She still resides as a pastor. So her responsibility is equal to mine. We may do different things in the ministry because we have different gifts. We're going to have, and I was saying, we're going to have pastors to come, youth pastors. We're going to have outreach pastors. But everybody is going to be in a place where God is using them and they're being used totally based on their gift. And at some point down the line, we're going to I want to teach on the fivefold ministry and the attack that's on the fivefold ministry so that we'll understand and have a better understanding of what we're up against.
Yes.
But in the meantime, as we move forward, I just want everybody to know that Whatever God has called you to do, by all means, we need to begin to walk. We need to begin to walk in our calling, not just tiptoe, but walk in our calling, knowing that God is leading, and no man should be able to take you outside of where God has you. Because if he does, then it only means that you don't believe God totally. And that's a truth. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just say that because we're all, in God's sight, we're all servants.
That's right.
We're all servants.
Amen.
And until we take on the appearance and attributes of servanthood, we're going to always have a problem in the church of I'm this and I'm that and I'm, we're all like dirty rags, right? That's what it says, filthy rags. But we're servants. We are servants. We are servants to God first.
Yes.
And then servants to God's people. But we always want to be servants to God first.
Amen.
And I wanted to share that. No, we don't have a building. We don't need one right now.
Glory.
But I know that God will supply us. He's going to supply us with whatever we need. But we're going to be a operating ministry. That means that we're not going to think about what we need to do. We're going to pray and as God gives to us to do. We're going to work in conjunction with one another together for the good of God's people.
Yeah.
Because people have really gone through. They're suffering, they're hungry, they're unemployed, they're homeless. So we're not taking on just one situation. In this situation, we're all apostles. We're going to operate the same as the apostles, and they follow Christ.
Amen.
But each apostle had a different gift and a different calling. And when they separated after they went to the upper room, they separated, but they still saw each other. They went their separate ways, but they taught the word of God. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And so we're not going in separate ways. But we are going to go in the direction that God is leading us in. And so we don't want to make any mistake about that. So I just wanted to share that. I want to move on because I think we're going to touch base in the area. And in this forum, I just want to say if you have a question, there are no dumb questions and stupid questions, they're questions.
Amen.
And I will stand once again. If it's a question, because I don't know everything, I don't. None of us know everything. But
that's
if it's
right.
Something that we don't know, then, you know, we're going to take and write that down. And when we come back the following week, we'll have an answer.
All right.
Amen?
Amen, Bishop. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I started the second
Amen.
Chapter and the 18th for a reason.
Okay.
We talk about how they defeat Satan,
Bishop,
on a daily
Bishop?
Basis.
Well, excuse me, Bishop. I'm getting feedback. I don't know if
feedback.
I'm getting feedback as well.
Hello.
Yes. Hold on.
I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Much better. Much clearer. Yes.
Okay. But I'm going to ask the assistant pastor if she would start at verse 18 and read down to verse 25, please.
Oh, sure. And I'm reading from the NIV version. And so this is Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper and suitable for him." I'll repeat it. The Lord said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. That's the NIV version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, go ahead, read on 14.
19 as well, sir. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name.
Keep going.
So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. Verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall to a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. 22. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. 23. The man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of the man.
Okay, hold it right there.
Right there.
Hold it there. Now, what just happened?
Are you getting feedback?
Are you?
Yes, feedback.
Are you turning the phone down with them? Let me turn it down a little bit.
Okay.
How's that?
It's still a little bit, the feedback is still coming.
I don't know why we're getting feedback here. Let's see.
Because the devil is a liar.
Indeed. I'm against them right now.
Okay, Debbie.
Hello.
That's Michelle.
Is it? I don't understand where it's coming from. But okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We don't get through. I don't know why my phone is giving feedback.
So this is what's going to happen.
It's an Android.
Yeah. I wanted to really I'm going to get through this as best I can. I wanted to really touch on a fact about, and the question is, what's the difference, or what makes a woman different than man? Because in today's society, man is saying that woman, the woman is the least, or she's less, or she shouldn't be in certain positions because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference between a man and a woman, other than the piece that a woman can bear a child and a man can't?
Right. Taking your version.
But the name of a woman, where did it come from?
Bishop, I'm sorry. I hear the question, but there's still feedback.
It's feedback on your phone too, Anna.
It is, right? I'm wondering if I need to lower it a little. Hold on. Is this
How
any
about
better?
Now?
I'm going to take
Hello?
It off speaker. Yeah, I took mine off speaker. Maybe that'll help.
No,
yeah,
I'm
that's
still
better.
Okay.
I don't hear the feedback.
Well, good, because
I
took it off speaker. I think that's what might have been causing the feedback, and I do apologize for that, family.
That's okay. No, my I turned down the volume on my computer.
Okay.
Yeah. So can you hear me now without feedback?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And there's little or no feedback at this point.
Okay. So the biggest thing is, a lot of times men, especially a lot of preachers, they try to differentiate the difference between a woman and a man. And aside from the fact that a woman's able to bear a child and a man is not, I can tell you now that when God created Eve, it said that God actually presented her to him.
Right.
But God, in essence, he never said, and we're reading from Genesis. I wanted to read that for a reason. God never said that a woman should not be in any situation in that text.
Okay.
So where people are saying a woman should not be in leadership, I only took it back to the beginning because if God said anything, this is where he would say it at.
Amen.
In the beginning. You see, because throughout the text, there's nowhere in God's word where he says that a woman should not be in leadership. Now, the blame falls, and we get into, as we go into chapter 3, and I got to share this with you. Here's where the blame falls. Now, the serpent was more subtle, and I'm sorry, I'm reading from a, this is the King James Version. This is the African American Jubilee edition of the King James Version.
Wow, okay.
Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea. Now, hear this. This is the serpent. Skip the part, but this is the serpent speaking to Eve. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make her wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. Now, I just want to touch on something. Something important happened here. And there's some truth. In fact, there's a lot of truth here. But most people don't get it. But when she was talking to the serpent told her that if you eat of the fruit, you won't surely die, but your eyes will be open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
No, I was just thinking about the fact that the enemy was able the serpent was able to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but let me, you know what, I said this 30 minutes, and here we got a minute and 7-6 seconds left. Jeez, okay.
Wow.
Already. Praise God.
Yeah, but I you know what, I said it for 30 minutes.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was set for an hour.
Well, hold on. Once this goes off, though, we can still be on here. It just won't be broadcast on air, so we're gonna stay right here. But
okay.
What I wanted to say is, when Satan said that to her, do you think he told her the truth?
Wow, when that's a good question.
He said, verse 4,
mm-hmm.
And he said, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Now, hold on. Let's see something. Okay. So the broadcast is off. But how do you feel about that? What do you think about that? Do you think it's true, false? What do you feel?
I personally feel that it's a partial truth. And why I say that is because as we learn more of God and we accept Him as our Savior, it's a transformation, is it not? And oftentimes we are told that we want to be like Jesus. And there's other scripture that refers to God making us in His image. So I believe that, yes, that Satan was used, or the serpent was used, to give a partial truth. And if we look at it from a practical perspective, He does that to us today.
Now, let me, anybody else want to comment on that? Nobody? Okay.
So when I'm sitting here thinking of it, I think it's the whole truth, because He did say that you will see, but you're seeing now deception, what's going to happen. So your eyes did open to a world of deception. So.
Now I want to stop you there. He told her the absolute truth. And he told her the absolute truth. Now, what God was saying, we're going to hear what God is saying, because when people read this scripture, oh my God, he lied to her. Oh my God, he told her the absolute truth thing. There was no lie, no half this or that. He told her the truth. And I want to explain what God was saying, because God told them the truth too. But when Satan said it, and when Eve, God didn't tell Eve what she just repeated. He told it to Adam. And Adam, this agent, shared it with Eve. Because if you read what Adam said and read what Eve said, Eve left something out. Changed it a little bit. Now, the other question is, why didn't Adam do anything? This is going to be good here. I like this. Why did not Adam do? Adam, we know that it says the word of God says he was kind of like dead. Now I can tell you this: if you ask anybody else in the church where was Adam when he was talking to Satan, people tell you he could have been somewhere. They never read that book.
Right.
People there are a lot of preachers who cannot tell you where Adam was when the serpent was having a conversation with Eve. But now that we know Adam was there, why did not Adam intervene? Now, nobody said this form would be easy. Nobody said that.
So I'm gathering, Bishop. So I'm gathering.
There's no right question. This is how we learn.
Yeah.
Because if that question comes up from somebody else, how do you answer it?
Well, could it and I'm really reaching for straws here, but could it have been that there was, from Adam's perspective, could it have been that he had always been curious about it and just was genuinely afraid of God, in the sense that he did not want to be the first to tell her, no, that's not right, because it was based on his own sincere curiosity? Could that remotely be a possibility?
No.
And like I said, I'm reaching for stars here. I mean,
that's okay.
Anybody else?
No, don't be afraid. Go on. Just give me your thoughts.
Well, yeah. See, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, Bishop. I'm going to say what's on my mind. I really am.
Amen.
Amen.
But what? Let me tell you what it was.
So,
Adam, somebody else want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, so was Adam being used by God to not stop her? Stop her?
No, no, no. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. The reason why Adam did not, hold on, I can't do it. Like, I got to do it so that you understand why. Let's see. Okay. Do me a favor. Go back to Genesis, hold the other page, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Okay.
Ms. Wiley, would you read down to 29, please, 26 to 29?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Chapter 1, verse 26 through.
Chapter 1. Verse 26 through 29.
Oh, okay. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female.
Stop right there for a second. It only gets good. So let me ask this question. The word said, God said, let us create man in our image, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now here's the question. Who can tell me what the image of God is? Okay, let me make it a little simpler. In order to worship God, we worship God in what?
Spirit. And in truth.
Okay. And why do we do that? Because God is what?
Spirit.
Well, he's spirit.
Well, he's holy. Gotcha.
Right, he's holy.
Now, gotcha.
God is going to create man in his image. The image of God is spirit, but it's holy.
But holy.
Adam was created in complete holiness. That's why he did not see the serpent. The serpent. Because remember, God's holy. So he'll see evil. I mean, he don't accept it. So when you create someone holy, they're not, Adam's not going to see Satan or the serpent. And the serpent didn't address Adam because he knew that he would get a whole lot of argumentation from Adam. So that's why Adam didn't see the serpent while standing there with his wife.
Wow.
Does that make sense, though? If you're holy,
yeah.
If you're living, watch this, if you are living a holy life, then you're not going to be susceptible to anything evil. It'll be around you. It'll be near you. But you're not susceptible to it because you're living in holiness, and the only thing that you're focused on is what? God.
God.
So how could you even see anything other than a holy God.
Amen.
You can't.
Amen.
That's not your focus. Everything's falling down around you, evil.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, your focus is God. Your God focus. God's will is the only thing that you're concerned about. Because you're a servant. So, of course, Adam didn't see anything. He didn't hear anything. But wait a minute, here's another problem. Let's answer all these questions here. Why would he eat fruit? He know that the tree is there, but why would he eat the fruit?
Well, if what you're saying is that Adam is holy, and even though he got explicit instructions from God, he's also made in God's image. He might have just felt that when his wife offered him the apple to take, well, we're calling it an apple, but it's fruit. He might have just thought that it wasn't bad after all. It could have been something just as innocent as just, you know, that's my wife. And she took a bite. And she's still standing before me. Yeah, what harm could it do?
Now you almost hit home.
Oh, and then I messed up.
No, you almost hit home, but you're there. Because here's the truth. Adam ate the fruit because he trusted his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
He trusted. Keep in mind now, she was created, and Adam's not God, but he's man, but he's holy. Wow.
Yeah.
Adam is not God. He's a man that's holy.
Yeah.
He is a man that's holy, but he knew that God created this woman and presented her, so he said, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. He trusted her.
Amen.
He trusted her. And hold it. Wait a minute. I'm missing something. So what did Eve do wrong? Because people talk about Eve real bad. What did she do wrong? They do.
Wow.
Come on now. Tell the truth. I've heard women say some bad things about Eve. And even in churches today, you hear preachers say, we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for Eve.
Yeah, they do say what, that.
I mean,
freely.
What did Eve do? Let's find out. What did Eve do? God is getting ready to answer something for you right now. What did she do?
Well, I can say she was being disobedient. I can say that.
Can you? You
well,
can't.
Now I need to kind of reevaluate that. Can I just take that back, Bishop? Can I?
Well, let's clear this up. You can't say that she was being disobedient because she didn't receive anything from God.
Instruction. Yes, you're right.
She received the commandments. If God gives you commandments, that means you received it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can be disobedient, but she never received that, so nope, that's out. She wasn't disobedient because she never received commands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what did she do? What happened?
What did she
do that was so bad that people talk about her even to this day, centuries after that?
Let me think about this.
Anybody? Okay.
No, I'm really thinking. You know, I'm really thinking, what does she do?
Assistant pastor, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here, Bishop. I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here. I'm just trying to, I'm kind of reliving the conversation that she had with the serpent.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I would think that if nothing else, she chose to want to be more like God because she was told by the enemy that if she ate it, she would be more like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to help you out. Deception was the enemy.
Say the word again.
Deception. She was greatly deceived. Yes.
Okay.
She was deceived into believing something. Now, she didn't know it to be a fact. When she saw the fruit, it looked desirable to her. And she said it was in her like God. So when she did eat of the fruit, she wasn't just thinking of herself. She was thinking of the benefits of the fruit for her and her husband.
She got it up.
It wasn't just her thinking about her or disobeying God. She was absolutely deceived. She was deceived. And so she did not do anything in terms of disobedience. Adam did.
Okay.
Adam disobeyed God because God gave that commandment to Adam. We place blame somewhere where it need not be. Adam, the man who was created in complete holiness, disobeyed God. And no, Satan did not lie to her. Because when she spoke to him, she was talking about the physical death.
Right.
The death that God was talking about, as we find out later on in the scripture, was spiritual. That's why today, when a child is born, spiritually dead. We all were. Somehow, we got caught up listening to people talking about if you accept Christ as your personal Savior, He will send you His Holy Spirit. That's not true. Because the Holy Spirit of God is in each of us. It's dormant. It lies dormant. And if you'll notice, the Bible says, and I want somebody to say that when you accept Christ, you'll say, the Spirit is quickened. Doesn't say it comes from anywhere. We're all born spiritually dead. That's why when we die, Ecclesiastes says that the spirit will return to God who gave it, and the body will be returned to the ground.
To the earth.
That's right. This I know it's different. It's hard. But if God said, let's make man our image, that means He created man in a holy image. He was holy.
Yeah.
That meant the Spirit of God dwelled in Adam. So after they ate the fruit, did the Spirit leave Adam? No. God said you will still die. But He was not talking about the flesh. Adam killed the spirit when he ate the fruit. The spirit was dead because their eyes were open to good and evil. And the Spirit of God is holy. And it doesn't recognize any of that. Is everybody okay?
No. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
If you disagree, if you agree, say something. Y'all keep quiet for me.
No, well, I'm soaking it in.
Amen. And so am I. This is truly revelational for me. And it's also, you know, it's also enlightening me to an area in which I never really, really gave it that much thought, you know. So while I'm sitting here listening, it's quite thought-provoking. And so, you know, I'm writing notes, Bishop.
Amen.
I'm writing notes because this is not just to be taught amongst us. This is also to be shared. And so,
exactly.
And that's the reason why I'm writing notes, because, you know, I would read the Word of God and, you know, get my little understanding and, you know, move on. But this is requiring going deeper. And that's where I'm at. It's requiring that I go deeper. And
amen.
And so I'm grateful. So no, my quietness is not because, you know, like my quietness is not because I'm dumbfounded. No, my quietness is because I'm having aha moments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the light bulb is going off, sir. The light bulb is going off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that. I wanted to, you know, I have a commentary in this particular Bible that I typically study from. And I just ran it. I'm going to see if I can find it again. If I don't, it's because God doesn't want me to say anything about it right now. But it spoke about God making us in his image and how men and women, here it is. It says in the commentaries that God made both man and woman in his image. Neither man nor woman is made more in the image of God than the other. From the beginning, the Bible places both man and women at the pinnacle of God's creation. Neither sex is exalted, and neither is depreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And so
amen.
I receive that, and that's basically how you had started the study, had started the forum, in that we are both vital.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm grateful that you
commentary for me, but.
Right, but you know, you took us on this journey.
Yeah.
You know, you took us on this journey of knowledge that is just confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
Just
amen.
Confirmed. And that's the blessing for me. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. But with that said, I've got to, I think this part, this is where everything comes into play. Back in the third chapter, we're going to read this one last verse, and we'll talk from it. But on chapter 3 and verse 8 through 14, can somebody get that for me, please?
You guys, don't y'all have your Bible? Michelle?
Hey, Anna, I'm doing dual duty, putting kids to bed and listening at the same time.
Okay. Verse 8, chapter 3, verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Verse 9. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Verse 10. He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." 11. And he continue, sir?
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. 11. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Verse 12. The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me fruit." Okay.
Stop right there. Now, do you hear what God said? Hast thou, and this is verse 13, and he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree wherefore I commanded? Now, he didn't say y'all.
Right.
He said, you. Here we go. So, go ahead. I did, and Adam said, what did he say? I did eat.
He said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. Can you imagine that? Coward. No, I'm just
Coward. Wait a minute. He said, okay, ate it. Wait a minute. Now, let me finish this. And he said, okay. And the man said, the woman whom thou gave it to me, gave it to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. But here's what happened. Here's what's going on. Adam, who God gave commandment to, now that they can see, he did not waste any time in throwing her under the bus. He threw Eve completely under the bus. All four wheels. Only because now they're able to see good and evil.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So, now hold on. We're going to read this one part. I'm going to read this in, I'm going to go to verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. He shall rule over you, over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground, for sake of sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the fields, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Wow.
Yes.
And Adam called her Eve. But see, a lot of things transpired here, because now we understand that Eve was not to blame.
Amen.
Adam, and never, see, I tell you this because We there's so many people who will share something, and when people do that, preachers are using God's word in a way that it makes them look good and sounds good, and they can continue to say what they want to say. But the reality is, Adam, the man who God created in his own image, disobeyed God's commandment. Not Eve. God, no, you notice God never said to Eve the command.
Right,
and
right.
I said that because a lot of times people will continue to say Eve, but now you're able to educate people and show them
exactly
that it was not Eve. Eve was deceived, yes, but Adam disobeyed God.
Disobeyed. Amen. Wow.
For that, you know, God cursed them. So,
yeah.
And I'm going to end it there because I don't want to start too long, but I enjoy these studies because what happens and what – let me explain to you what's going on. As I'm sharing with you, God is sharing with me. And so you're not the only one learning here because I haven't read this in a while, but I'm learning as well. And I always ask God not just to speak through me, but speak to me so that I'm able to hear what he's saying. But I'm praying that you have received something from this short amount of scripture that we've read. And I covered that because this is the heart. What I just read to you is the heart.
Amen.
Of the core of what people are talking about when it comes to Eve and how she was this and that. So God wants you to have the information so that you're able to teach people and share with them. Now, you may not share it, but I shared it with you, but you'll share it nevertheless.
Indeed.
So that was the lesson for this evening. I'm thinking, is there anything that we can come back with next week? I think that next week, God willing, that we should meet here again.
Amen.
That we need to examine when we talk about the spirit and being spiritually dead.
Amen.
You
said the spirit
we need
and being spiritually
Bishop, dead. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You said spirit, that next week we're going to discuss the spirit and being spiritually dead.
Yeah, where is the spirit? Here's the question. Is the spirit in us? Or does it come from somewhere else?
Okay.
Are we born with the Spirit of God? That's the question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we born with the Spirit of God in us? Well, I think for me, I read it. God said he created man in his image. And the image of God, once you examine the image of God, then you'll have the answer to the question.
Okay.
You have the answer to the question.
Okay.
So... And for those of you who don't know, just so you'll know, Pastor Anna will, we're going to have an installation service. Was that November the 12th? Is that right?
No, sir. It's actually December the 10th.
Oh,
okay. The installation service is that's okay. Bishop, that's okay. It's December the 10th, and once we find out exactly where we're going to have it and the time, I will let everyone know. I'll inform everyone.
Amen.
I will probably put out an official invitation to let everyone know when it's going to take place.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that okay, Bishop?
Yes, I'll have that information for you before the week ends.
Amen.
So that, but I think it's only fitting that you get that information out. You're going to need to do a bio as well.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know what? That's nothing but the Lord, because I was going to call a really dear friend of mine to help me create it. But yes,
okay.
That's not going to be complicated at all. But that's already been in the works. The Spirit of the Lord has just been dealing with me regarding getting some things in order already. So.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, before we close, I do want to, because, you know, the book of Revelation says, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will hear me and open the door," he said, "I will come in with him and sup with him." Normally, Pastor would say, "I'm going to open the doors of the church." And what he means by that is to open the heart. God knocks on God. It's a heart thing with God. So God's knocking on your door. He's knocking on your heart because God is, He loves us so much that He desires us. He desires us more than we desire ourselves. But anyway, if there's anyone, and I'm here too, if there's any of us who desires a prayer or need prayer, we have teachers here who are anointed to do so. I don't know if any of you have a church home, but I'm certainly going to extend the invitation to come and take part. And I'm going to do this every week anyway, to take part in our ministry as we move forward in the will of God. Not in our own. No, we're not doing anything on our own. I don't want to tell you that.
Amen.
Because we certainly hear this ministry. We believe that the will of God is the first thing on our mind.
Amen.
And we certainly want to continue to be motivated with that in mind. And so if you don't come today, whenever, if you don't feel that, and sometimes, you know, it takes time for some people. But
yeah.
I just want you to know that at any time, the invitation stands, and you're welcome. If you do join, we're not going to do a new members class. We're not going to do all of
it. Amen.
Because once you come and accept, if you've accepted Christ, fellowship has already taken place. So we're not
Amen.
Doing any of those things. So anybody looking for that, they're going to be disappointed.
Wow.
We are going to continue to teach. We're going to continue to teach and encourage and show love towards one another, love and respect towards one another in the spiritual being. So that's where I am. I truly humble my. I'm not perfect, y'all. I'm not perfect. I pray.
Well,
every
what you
night.
Say,
I,
Bishop? God, what you say?
I need God more now than I did when I was a sinner. I need God
Amen.
More now than I was a sinner because
Amen.
Every day, right now, and that's the thing. Grace in the wilderness. We face wilderness experiences every day. God
Amen.
Did show His grace when the children of Israel were in the wilderness. He fed them.
Yes,
even
He
in
did.
Their disobedience, He fed them. So
mm-hmm.
you know that grace in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bishop,
Amen.
With your permission, after we all hang up, I'd like to call you back because I wanted to share some other business with you,
Amen.
If you don't mind.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So I just
Absolutely.
Wanted to let you know I can actually call you back once we close off on the broadcast. So.
Okay. Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Deborah, Debbie, I see her phone is still open. She probably, Debbie, she probably gone to sleep.
It's all right. It's all right.
Anyway, I thank God. Well, Pastor, you open us in prayer, and it's only fitting that you close us.
Amen.
Amen. Bishop, yes, I'm honored. Praise the Lord. Father, we just come before you, and, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to bless us as we each go in our own way. And, Father, I want to ask you to restore the energy and to restore Bishop's knowledge of what he has been able to share with us today. And so, God, I also thank you for opening up our eyes in a way that we may not have considered when we studied this word in the past. And we thank you for the revelation knowledge that comes from the heavens above, Lord God. And, Father, help us share this with others. Help us to put it into practice in our lives that we may have a full understanding of what you have instilled in us today. Father, I ask that you would bless my sisters, Deborah and Michelle, and
those who were in the broadcast earlier who may not have said a thing or had anything that they wanted to share. And more importantly, I bless the man of God. And I ask, dear God, that we all would have a restorative sleep, that we are prepared for what challenges may come tomorrow. I ask that the angels of the living God encamp themselves about us and our family members as well.
Yeah.
And we ask, and I ask, Jesus, that you would continue to manifest yourself in our lives daily basis.
Yes.
Jesus'
amen.
Name, pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Before you hang up, Wally, now do you have anything? Because, I mean, I'm going to more than likely pick chicken up again on Thursday or Friday. So are we doing anything or?
Yes, we are. I mean, thank you, yes. We had some residents who were down at the Mayor's Festival on Saturday and missed the turkey giveaway. So, yes, absolutely. And I can let them know ahead of time.
Okay. So you said you want to take chicken down there? You need chicken to take?
No, they missed, chicken for the family. Because they missed
okay.
it. Some of
That's
them
okay.
were at the Mayor's Festival.
Okay, okay. All right. So what will happen is Thursday or Friday, when I go and pick chicken up on Thursday, I will leave from there and I'll come over to will you be there? What time will you be there? Oh, you know, you don't
on
know.
On Thursday,
really,
I should be there all day.
Okay, okay. And if anything comes up, just let me know. But I'll probably get over there between 9 and 10 o'clock. So that's,
in the morning? Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, so
yeah,
that
perfect.
Way, if you need to bag it up, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, she had me bagging stuff up. I said, oh, my gosh, there's a lot of chicken.
Are you talking about Michelle?
But Bishop,
remember when I shared with you who she was and you was telling me, oh, I don't think I have bags to be able, and I told you, Bishop, that is something you will not have to worry about.
Because my sister in Christ,
she going to have it together. Praise God. I'm so grateful too.
Because she does a lot with the food. So, I don't know. I'm still praying. I'm praying that God will send you. And if he does, then I will make arrangements at that point so that we'll continue to feed people, not just there, but wherever the need is, right? Then I can take you and or take someone and they can always get the, because I'm not all, I don't always go down there. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always have somebody go and pick
Amen.
Up that food. And that way we can bless God's people. Amen?
Amen.
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 Bishop, I just wanted to share with you, there's a number of different people that the Lord had already instilled in my heart to put in place in ministry. And Michelle is one of them. I'm sorry, Michelle is one of them. And that's what I want to talk to you about once, you know, we kind of hang up and I can call you back.
And
there's another sister in the Lord that the Holy Spirit has dealt with me regarding her participation in the ministry. And and I'm not about tarrying, because just like the Lord moved me, he's doing it, and I'd be amiss if I did not. There are, you know, there are positions that are already being filled, and I wanted to share with you what my decision is and how and what I'm basing it on. So.
Well, that's what you do, Pastor, and that's your charge. So that's what you do.
Amen.
Okay. We'll talk. And,
all right. Did you want me to call you back tonight, or did you want to just talk tomorrow?
Yeah, you can call me back. You can call me back tonight.
Okay. Will do. Will do.
Put something in place. Ms. Wiley, well, I will.
I love how he says it. It's Kylie. K-I-L-E-Y.
Kylie.
I'm going to spell everybody's name and, and send it to you, Bishop, so that your homework will be. No, no, I'm just
kidding. I call it something else. Okay. All
oh,
right.
Praise God.
But anyway, Ms. Kylie, it was a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to speak with the pastor here, and at some point, I think the three of us we'll get together and
we definitely need to.
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely.
We will. Don't worry, that's all up in the making.
Yeah.
It's all
Okay.
So,
sis, and anything else that you're gonna need, just let us know. Because I have people in place who get fruit and vegetables and that sort of thing. So if we had a place big enough, I do use the 501c3. We could go to the food bank and have all that stuff delivered, but we don't have a place or space for it. So,
right.
But we could do it. We could definitely do it.
Okay.
Well, our space is the. You talking about the store or to give out?
No, to give. You know what I thought about something. Maybe we could just have the food come there and we can just distribute it. I don't care.
The same day.
Yeah. So maybe we will. I'll revisit. I'll call. Get in touch with the food bank. And but I'm gonna get with you first to put some things in place where they can deliver it, and then we can go from there.
That sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Well,
all
I'm gonna say good night. I'm gonna say buenas noches.
Okay.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches,
y hermana. Buenas noches. have a good night, Michelle. And I'll probably give you a call tomorrow anyway, sis, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Have a good night, Bishop.
All right, good night. God bless you.
Okay, God bless
and
you.
And I'll call
bye-bye.
You back, Bishop. Bye-bye.
Okay, call me right back. I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.